Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation this morning comes from Psalm 32. We're going to read verses 1 through 5 and verses 10 and 11. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me, my strength dried up as in the heat of summer. I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you who are upright in heart. This is our text. Do any of you remember a TV show from a long time ago called The $64,000 Question? A couple, yeah. As I remember that show, I was quite little at the time. The question, that $64,000 question, was the last question in a series of questions. And if you got all the other questions correct, you were able, given the opportunity to answer that final question, for the grand prize of $64,000. That was big money back in the day. There's a show on now called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Times have changed, but it's all about winning a lot of money. The idea is to try and win enough money that you will be set up for life. There's a similar kind of situation in the Bible, and it starts with a question that we need to have answered, and everything hinges on the answer to this question. Now, the answer to this question will not bring you great amounts of money, but it will result in eternal treasures. The question is this: does God forgive sins? Fortunately, the answer is yes. The cross assures us of that forgiveness. We watched as Jesus died on that cross as payment for the sins of the world. When he rose to life on that third day, that was God's guarantee to us that the payment his Son had made for the sins of the world has been accepted. It was sufficient. It was full enough to pay for all of those sins. And now we know there is forgiveness with God. And with that forgiveness comes the sure and certain hope of eternal life. Now we are set up not just for life, but for eternal life. Or to use the words of our psalmist for this morning, we are blessed to be forgiven. To be assured of forgiveness truly is one of the great blessings that God gives to his people. Sin is a heavy load. If you carry around that burden of unforgiven sin, it wreaks havoc in your life. Carrying around that burden of unforgiven sin can cause physical issues, psychological issues, even spiritual harms. And the bottom line is that sin is a load that God never intended for us to carry around. Remember when God made this world, he looked at everything he had created and pronounced that it was all very good. There was no spot or stain of sin in anything or anywhere. Everything was absolutely perfect. But it didn't take long for sin to enter into our world. Adam and Eve were tempted by Satan, listened to his false promises, and disobeyed God's command. And in that moment, they fell from perfectness to a sin-filled life. Genesis tells us that even though Adam and Eve were created in the image of God, Adam's children were now created in the image of Adam. Sinners gave birth to sinners. And the effects of sin became immediately apparent. The sinners did sinful things, and sin had its consequences. The wages of sin is death. We're talking about physical death and spiritual death, and if nothing's done to check sin, we're also talking about eternal death. You see, that's the burden that David was carrying around in this psalm. He knew he was a sinner. He knew his sins were sins against the holiness and righteousness of his God. And he knew there were consequences to those sins. Sin affected his family life. He lost a son. His family life was torn apart, and it extended so far that even the nation was in chaos. And when David continued to live with that guilt of his sin, it was like a burden that became heavier and heavier upon him. And that's what he's talking about in our psalm for today. Physically and psychologically, he was devastated by the guilt of his sins. Today, a person in that condition would go to a counselor. He would probably be prescribed some pills and some counseling. But none of that would have helped David. His problem was his sin, his unrepented sin against God, and the guilt of that sin was crushing him. David uses three different words in our text to describe sin to us. Now, each word is different, but each word goes together to form one picture of what sin really is. The first word David uses is the word sin. That's the general term for sin. And the word simply means you missed the mark. The mark that God has established for us is perfection. And God says to us, be perfect, for I, the Lord your God, am perfect. And when we sin, we don't just miss the mark of perfection. We don't even hit the target anywhere near where we should be. David, in his sin, knew he was not perfect. He knew how far he had fallen from the mark that God had set for him. Next, he refers to sin as being an iniquity. Remember, these two words go together. Iniquity means depravity or perversity. And it affects every way the person lives, acts, thinks, and speaks. Sin is not just missing the mark. Sin is depraved. Sin is perverse. The third word David uses is transgression. The word means a stepping over the line which you were told not to step over. Now keep in mind the other two words we attached already to what sin is. So it's not just a stepping over the line. It's thinking perversely about how I can destroy that line that God has set. Transgression is where God says, don't do this. And the sinful mind says, I will do that. Or where God says in his law, you should do this. Sin in its perversity says, I will not do that. It's a willful, perverse decision to cross over the line. Sin is a serious issue. Cannot be covered up. Can't just kind of overlook it. Sin can't be justified by anyone. We cannot rationalize it away. We cannot legalize it by an even simple majority vote. Sin cannot be simply excused by us. Because sin is what it is, something must be done about it. David knew he couldn't cover up his sins before God. He understood that because of his sins, he did not deserve God's love. David knew that because of his sins, he could only face God's wrath and judgment. But David, even as a sinner, also trusted God's promises. And in that faith, he understood that God would hear his confessions. And he was confident that with that confession, that heartfelt confession of his sins, God would also hear his cry for mercy. In spite of his sins, David also believed that God would forgive his sins, that God would forgive all of his sins. He believed that there was deliverance from that burden of his sins and that God would restore his life. You remember how the song began? David proclaiming, "Blessed is the one whose sin is forgiven. Blessed is the one against whom the Lord counts no iniquity." And when we get to the end of the psalm, David says this: "Be glad in the Lord. Rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you who are upright in heart." You see, that's what the assurance of forgiveness does. It removes the burden. It ends the guilt. It washes away the sin. It restores your life. And it uplifts the spirit. Hebrews 9:28. Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. David had to look ahead to that day when God would accomplish that for him and for all sinners. We kind of have the privilege to be able to look back to that event, to see the cross and the empty tomb, and to see that that payment for sin has been paid and that we are redeemed. We can look back and see the Lamb of God carrying the sins of the world and our sins, carrying them to the cross. We look back and see how he suffered the wrath of God because of those sins. We watched as there on that cross, he paid the price for those sins. And he died there. The wages of sin is death. But 3 days later, when Jesus rose from the dead again, he proclaimed, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live, even though he dies." The wages of sin has been paid. There is forgiveness. Now, David had to turn to the Lord and ask for forgiveness over and over again. And each and every time David confessed his sins to God, God assured him of his forgiveness and of his grace and his mercy and his love. Each and every time we too confess our sins to God, we have that same assurance. We look to the cross and know that God loves us and that in that love he has forgiven us all of our sins. So as we journey through this world, keep your eyes on the cross. See the depth of the love that God has for you there. Know that because of what Jesus did on that cross, you have the forgiveness of sins. And know that in that forgiveness of sins, you also have the sure love of God now and forever. Know that because of that cross, there is now nothing that can ever separate you from the love that God has for you in Christ Jesus. Know that you are a child of God now and forever. And know that heaven is your home, and that nothing can prevent you from bearing that crown of life on that day. As we bring all this to a close, I want to share with you a contemporary Christian song that's written, that's out, because I think it ties in pretty good. Maybe you'll hear it on K-Love or something. It goes like this, and one of the lines in the middle of the song is one of my favorites, and it says, "You were never meant to carry this burden beyond the cross." I love that line. You were never meant to carry this burden beyond the cross. The burden is gone. It has been removed from your shoulders. It is washed away. It is absolutely, completely gone. No one can accuse you of anything anymore. And we don't have to carry that burden around any longer. The song goes on. You were never meant to carry this burden beyond the cross. You are holy. You are righteous. You are one of the redeemed. Set apart. A brand new heart. Oh, you are free indeed. Or as David puts it in our song, you are blessed. You are surrounded by steadfast love. Be glad, rejoice, and shout for joy, because the Lord forgives you all your sins. What a blessing it is for us every Sunday to come to the Lord's table. Here we receive the very body and blood of our Lord. It's our guarantee that all of our sins are indeed forgiven. Come and taste the goodness of the Lord. And when you come here to this table, listen very carefully. Listen to the promises that God gives to you. Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Taste and drink. This is my blood, which was shed for you, for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Then, having communed, go with that assurance and go in peace, rejoicing, because all of your sins are forgiven. Amen. Be wise. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting.